Lesson 1. The Plan of Salvation. Introduction. President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles instructed seminary teachers to present a brief overview of the plan of salvation at the beginning of each school year. Quote, "A brief overview of the plan of happiness, if given at the very beginning and revisited occasionally, will be of immense value to your students. Young people wonder why. Why are we commanded to do some things? Why are we commanded not to do other things? A knowledge of the plan of happiness, even in outline form, can give young minds a why." End quote. This lesson provides a brief overview of the plan of salvation. It focuses on the atonement of Jesus Christ, which is, quote, "the central fact, the crucial foundation, and the chief doctrine of the great and eternal plan of salvation." End quote. From Jeffrey R. Holland, Missionary Work and the Atonement, Ensign, March 2001. Suggestions for teaching. Heavenly Father's Plan of Happiness. Invite a student to read Moses 1:39 aloud. Or the student could recite it if he or she has it memorized. Ask students to follow along, looking for what Heavenly Father stated is the purpose of his work. Write the following statement on the board. The purpose of Heavenly Father's plan is to provide a way for us to receive immortality and eternal life. Note: teach about the plan of salvation throughout the year. Throughout the year, you may want to periodically display the diagram of the plan of salvation included in this lesson. Help students identify places where revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants add to our understanding of the plan of salvation. Then ask students to explain how the teachings from those revelations fit into the diagram. What is the difference between immortality and eternal life? Immortality is living forever in a resurrected state. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, everyone will receive this gift. Eternal life, or exaltation, is living in God's presence forever with our families. This gift is also available through the atonement of Jesus Christ, but only to those who obey the laws and ordinances of the gospel. To help students understand the term eternal life, invite a student to read the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "God's life is eternal life. Eternal life is God's life. The expressions are synonymous." End quote. What are some of the blessings given to those who receive eternal life? Draw the accompanying diagram on the board. Invite students to copy the diagram or take notes in their class notebooks or scripture study journals as they learn about the plan of salvation in this lesson. Please refer to the diagram on page 1 of Lesson 1 in this manual. Explain that in our pre-earth life, we lived as spirits in the presence of our Heavenly Father. There we learned about Heavenly Father's plan for our happiness and how following that plan would help us fulfill His purposes for us. How are we different from our Heavenly Father in the pre-earth life? He had a perfected body and character. We did not. In the pre-earth life, what did Heavenly Father present to us to help us receive immortality and eternal life? The plan of salvation. Explain that we use the word mortality to refer to our life on earth. As shown in the accompanying diagram, add to the board an oval that represents earth life and label it with the word mortality. Draw an arrow from pre-earth life to mortality. Please refer to the diagram on page 2 of Lesson 1 in this manual. Give students time to ponder the following question. Why did we need to leave God's presence in order to become more like Him? Students' answers may include the following: to gain a body, to learn and grow by using our agency. After a few students have responded, invite a student to read aloud the following explanation by President Spencer W. Kimball. Quote, "God has given us a plan. He has sent us all to earth to obtain bodies and to gain experience and growth." End quote. According to President Kimball, what are some reasons God has sent us to the earth? As students respond, they should identify the following truth. God has sent us to the earth to obtain bodies and to gain experience and growth. What role do the challenges of temptation, sickness, sorrow, pain, discouragement, disability, and other mortal difficulties play in our efforts to receive eternal life? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 19 through 20 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify obstacles that can prevent us from receiving eternal life. What are some obstacles we face in mortality that can prevent us from receiving eternal life? As students respond, help them identify the following truth. Sin prevents us from becoming like Heavenly Father and returning to live with Him. See also Moses chapter 6, verse 57, which teaches that through repentance we can return to live with God. On the board, write sin on the diagram near the word mortality. Invite one student to read 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 21, another to read Moses chapter 6, verse 57, and another to read Alma chapter 41, verses 10 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for reasons why sin prevents us from becoming like Heavenly Father and receiving eternal life. According to these verses, why does sin prevent us from becoming like Heavenly Father and receiving eternal life? Students may give a variety of answers. Help them identify the following truth. No unclean thing can dwell in the presence of God. Invite two students to come to the front of the classroom. Ask one to hold a picture of Jesus praying in Gethsemane, and the other to hold a picture of the crucifixion. Invite a third student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 40 through 42 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify what Heavenly Father provided so we can overcome sin. According to Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 40 through 42, what makes it possible for us to overcome sin? Students may respond with different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. Jesus Christ suffered and was crucified for the sins of all people. Invite the students holding the pictures to explain what the events depicted in their pictures have to do with our ability to overcome the effects of sin. Display the pictures on the board as shown in the accompanying diagram. Note, Scripture Study Journals. A Scripture Study Journal can be a bound journal, a notebook, or pages in a binder. It could also be the notes and journal tool on LDS.org or a note-taking app on a smartphone or tablet device. In Scripture Study Journals, students may take notes and record impressions during seminary lessons, during their personal study, and during church meetings. As they record and organize their thoughts and impressions, they will improve their understanding of the gospel, receive personal revelation, and be better prepared to participate in class. Write the following scripture references on the board. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 22 through 23. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 13 and 15. Assign students to work in pairs. Ask one partner to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 22 through 23. And ask the other partner to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verses 13 and 15. Ask them both to look for what we must do to access the cleansing power of the atonement and receive eternal life. Invite them to share with their partners what they have found. Please refer to the diagram on page 3 of lesson 1 in this manual. What must we do to come unto Jesus Christ and receive the blessings of His atoning sacrifice? Answers may include demonstrating faith in Jesus Christ, repenting, being baptized, receiving the Holy Ghost, enduring in faith, keeping covenants, and obeying the commandments. As shown in the next diagram, draw an arrow from left to right across the bottom oval. Write students' answers along the arrow. Summarize students' answers by testifying that if we are obedient to the principles and ordinances of the gospel, we can overcome sin through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Explain that when we make and keep the baptismal covenant, we are mercifully forgiven of our sins if we repent. In addition, through the gift of the Holy Ghost, we have daily access to help along the path toward eternal life. How has God helped you through the Holy Ghost in your daily efforts to live the gospel? Explain that in addition to sin, there is a second obstacle that we must overcome in order for us to receive eternal life. Ask students if they can identify this obstacle. After students have responded, write physical death on the diagram next to the word sin. Invite a student to explain what happens to our spirits and bodies after we die. Invite one student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 93, verses 33 through 34 aloud, and another student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 130, verse 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for an answer to the following question. How would permanent separation of our spirits and bodies be an obstacle to becoming like God? Students should identify the following doctrine. We cannot be like Heavenly Father without a body of flesh and bones. Show the class the picture, Mary and the resurrected Jesus Christ. And ask a student to explain what is happening in the picture. Then invite a student to read Alma chapter 11 verses 42 through 44 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify what Jesus Christ did so we can overcome the obstacle of physical death. According to these verses, what has Jesus Christ done to ensure that we can overcome physical death? Help students identify the following doctrine. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all mankind will be resurrected and will live forever. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants section 138, verses 14 through 17. How can the hope of a glorious resurrection bring joy to you and your family? Remind students that immortality is a gift that all people will receive. Eternal life, however, is the Lord's gift only to those who obey the laws and ordinances of His gospel. Place the picture of Mary and the resurrected Jesus Christ on the board next to the other pictures. Write, "The Atonement of Jesus Christ," above the three pictures. Draw another circle in the top oval and label it Eternal Life. Draw a vertical arrow from the end of the arrow at the bottom of the diagram to the words Eternal Life. Please refer to the diagram on page 4 of Lesson 1. Ask students to summarize what they have learned about Heavenly Father's plan for our happiness. Invite them to look for an opportunity to teach the plan of happiness to a family member or friend. To conclude the lesson, explain to students that in their study of the Doctrine and Covenants, they will learn many more truths related to the plan of happiness. This lesson has presented only a brief overview. Share your testimony of the truths that the class has discussed in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Heavenly Father awaits our return. President Thomas S. Monson testified of God's desire for each of His children to return to His presence. Quote, "It is the celestial glory which we seek. It is in the presence of God we desire to dwell. It is a forever family in which we want membership. Such blessings are earned through a lifetime of striving, seeking, repenting, and finally succeeding. Our Heavenly Father rejoices for those who keep His commandments. He is concerned also for the lost child, the tardy teenager, the wayward youth, the delinquent parent. Tenderly the Master speaks to these, and indeed to all. Come back, come up, come in, come home, come unto Me. As His special witness, I testify to you that He lives, and that He awaits our triumphant return." End quote.